olo e whaafafonga ili SBS Samoan sa ili nisi mautala ili sbs.com.au/Samoan.
Ua māwalunga atu le langolongo ina o le vāenga upuwhai a le One Nation malona taitai o Pauline Hanson. Nei lo vāenga upuwhai a le Liberals ma le Nationals, lea olo to e talanohina pe to e whaalelei, ma to e tu uwhātasi a le Coalition, lea ua māsae lana lauwhai. O le mau ua le vaunatu lei a le One Nation malona taitai, o le te tee i tangata malanga mai e au mau po o migrants. O se tasi o sui fōu o le One Nation, na vea mua mua mataitai o le National Party tautanga utuanai, ma ia umi ai le tofi sui pālemia o le li i o Barnaby Joyce. Na faia se taua o lafonga i le vā o Barnaby Joyce, ma le sui o le kāpeneta le Labour Tania Plipase ki le vai asa nei, i le mata upu i tangata au mau po migrants.
As One Nation does better in the polls, I think it's actually really important that journalists, the Australian public more broadly, start to ask. They need to get out there with some detailed policies if they really want to be tested in the way the major parties are.
Tanya, you give us so much material. It's so easy to be a grievance party when you're the government.
Let's see yours, Barnaby. I'll be waiting for your alternative budget. All you're doing is whinging.
Le te wolofonga i le vāo Barnaby Joyce, ma Tania Plipisek. I le suasuenga a le Red Bridge poll, na i lo ai, o le te te o le One Nation i le au wha i o tangata au maupo o migrants e whaatanga inau na uru fale mai. O le mafuanga lea o le langolangoina e le toa te leo tangata. Na i lo ai le poll, le lua se fuluma le ono pasene, ua langolangoina le One Nation e avea ma mālo i au se tālia nei, e whātusa i le sefulu ma le iwa pasene, i le so ofa atasinga a le Liberals ma le Nationals. O se tasilea o mafuaanga, o le tāua i le so ofa atasinga, o na vave tuu le fetoa i, a e toe whaia se whaareleinga, ma toe so ofa atasi. E pe ona sāu noa le sui o le Liberal Party Alex Hawke,
Little Proud is on the verge of scoring the biggest own goal on the centre-right of Australian politics of all time. This happened quickly. It can unhappen quickly if people are willing to put aside their personal egos.
Alex Hawke. O le alii o Simon Welsh e la valona to mai I le whaowinga ina o le Red Bridge poll. Na ia ta ua I tu a I ngā tangata ua fūli tua I vai ngā upu whai te tele. Ai amata ona ngā solo I le langolango ina o le One Nation.
The really big gains have been in Gen X and younger boomers, and particularly Gen X men and younger boomers. So there is also a gender disparity across all age demographics. There is a gender disparity.
Nā tā ua e Dr. Benjamin Moffitt o le University of Monash. E fōlinga mai e le aise suinga tele I le mau o lo otule I e Pauline Hanson. Pau le suinga ua iai, o le awala o lo otala I ai le nei mau, e whaasua malie ai I tangata pālota.
In other words, I think it's a demand-side explanation. I think there's stuff going on contextually in terms of Bondi, in terms of the coalition. In terms of this broader sense of dissatisfaction about the current state of Australian politics, but also economic life, disquiet about housing, disquiet about the economy, disquiet, dissatisfaction about immigration and blaming immigrants for a lot of those housing issues that Hanson's been able to capitalise on. So I think this is really a demand-side explanation rather than a supply-side one. That anti-establishment vote is currently parking itself with One Nation. There's not really, I guess, a populist or anti-establishment messaging coming from the coalition.
Dr. Benjamin Moffitt o le Université o Monash. Na sāu noa Simon Welsh o le tūlanga le māo pōpō. Mawhetoa I o le tūwangai. Malelea I o se ala fua ma oti I mata upu I le antina e o le tamao a inga. O le mafua anga le o le fūli tua o tangata mai I le Liberal Party malona taita inga.
So the Liberal Party coalition have become more the party of sort of big business rather than the party of individual aspiration. So it's a pretty fundamental thing. It's more than just some transient protest vote.
na ia saunua fo'i e lea o iai se fa'ala potopotonga po o se vaenga o lo'o tūleia manatu manifinaunga e se mai i le One Nation. O le maulea e alangaina e Pauline Hanson malana vaenga o lo'o siliona alumia i le tele o atunu umalolosi i le lalolangi e au fia ai Amerika ma le taita inga Donald Trump ma Peretania i lalo o mau o lo'o tūleia Nigel Farage.
On the left at the moment, we're not seeing the same kind of shift to left populism that we're seeing on the right in the shift to populism. And there's a couple of things going on there that I think. One is just that the populist left kind of movement in Australia basically doesn't have its game together in the same way that the right does. And I'm talking about sort of the communications machinery that is sitting below the surface. And that is a global machinery that is working to certainly sort of on the right of politics is really working to help that sort of right-wing populist cause. There isn't the same thing on the left at the moment.
Simon Walsh, ole finonga olo o langolongo ina foi, e Dr. Moffat, ole Université o Monash.
Right populism, as we know, looking at the news across the world, is doing much better than left populism. Donald Trump in the US, Nigel Farage and Reform in the UK, the AfD in Germany and so on. Left populism kind of had its heyday in Europe in the 2010s. The parties I mentioned before, Syriza, Podemos in Spain, La France Insoumise, Die Linke in Germany, have all kind of gone and went, except for the case of the French example. There's a lot of reasons for that. Bernie Sanders in the US, I should mention as well. There's a lot of reasons for that, I think, that we could get into, but it's interesting that we haven't seen that a left populist party formation in the Australian context.
Dr. Benjamin Moffat, ole Université o Monash, ole reporting of Amau Popoina, Brianna Charles, ma Ewa Stats Skufska, more SBS News.
Like, share, ma faali so finangalo, muli muli ile SBS Samoan ile Facebook.